All right, I'm going to go ahead and start the report.
I'd like to call this meeting to order. The purpose of this hearing is to receive public comments on the proposed fiscal year 16-17 budget, which includes the following highlights. Increase of property tax by 2.35 cents over the prior year's tax rate for a total property rate of 28.5 cents per $100 of property valuation due to the proposed addition of 5 full-time employees, the desire to maintain existing town-provided services at current levels, and the need to maintain reserve funds for potential beach nourishment cost. New rate tier, number 2. New rate tier for residential water and sewer usage over 7,000 gallons as follows, to provide for sufficient accumulation of reserves for future infrastructure repairs and replacements. 1. Water, 67.5 cents per gallon, per 100 gallons, and 2. Sewer, 87 cents per 100 gallons. That's what the increase equals. Number 3, 4 additional full-time employees for the fire department due to decreasing volunteer base and the need to handle multiple day and night emergency calls with properly trained personnel. 4, 1 additional full-time employee for the police department due to an increase in the town's full-time population and an increase in tourist traffic. 5, cost of living adjustment of 2 cents for all, I'm sorry, we are giving them more than 2 cents, okay. We really are. Cost of living adjustment of 2% for all full-time employees. Number 6, merit increase of 2% to reward employees who are performing above expectation. Official notice of this public hearing was posted on the Town Hall's website, Town Hall Bulletin Board, and in the Island Gazette on May 25th, 2016 to meet with public notification requirements per North Carolina General Statutes 159-12. Now, we have 3 people who have signed up for public comments. Is there anybody else who would like to sign up? Well, okay. Our first one is Tom Winnett. Yes, Tom? Come to the podium. Please give your name and address.
Good evening. I'm Tom Winnett. Is it turned on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I just want to apologize for mispronouncing your last name.
Okay. I'm Tom Winnett. I live at 7421 Fern Valley Drive, Wilmington. I live across the bridge, but I have a property in Kiri Beach, and I hope I'm still welcome to ask for...
Yes, are you?
Certainly.
Sure.
I don't know how to... I've been trying to figure out a way to present myself and ask to all you folks up there in a polite way. I don't know if this house is going to come out, but... I kind of got adjusted to this idea about limited government, where we don't expand or increase our size of our government. And I know this is for safety purposes, 4 firemen and 1 officer, but I look at it as a increase in our government. And I always, since Newt Gingrich was in office back when Bill Clinton was president, you always had the platform, pay as you go. And apparently, both have been not performed here to, with this current administration. You want to increase our taxes. You also want to increase the size of our government. Is there any comments that any of you have about that, about my concerns?
Sure, I'll be glad to comment if you'd like to hear it.
Sure.
So
you're very fine, so
yeah, that's fine. So you live in Wilmington, sir. If you look at the amount that you pay for your property taxes for fire and police compared to the amount you pay on the property you own in Kiri Beach, it's much more. The service level requirements from the state of North Carolina and the federal government for fire and police are very specific. Curie Beach is the last town in the county to add full-time staffing around the clock. We've put that off longer than anyone else. So Riceville Beach, Carolina Beach have already done that. New Hanover County, the county fire department has went to full-time staffing 2 years ago. If we decided to close our fire department and let New Hanover County cover our tax base, the fire tax will be 7 cents per hundred. This is 4.5 cents. So I would say we're definitely prudently doing what's required from the legislature to meet the safety requirements of the citizens. And I appreciate your small town government comments, but I would encourage you to compare what you pay in taxes to Wilmington or New Hanover County compared to what you pay in taxes to Curie Beach for the service levels you receive. And we stack up very well in any area you want to compare, whether it's administratively, water and sewer, public safety.
Well, I don't play in the county.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He's outside.
Then you pay more for fire to the county, 7 cents, than you do in Curie Beach, 4.5 cents.
There's a whole lot more people in the county than Curie Beach.
Okay. You're right.
Could I make a comment? About 3 years ago, I believe it was, our fire department was able to obtain a level 5 rating, which is really very excellent. And at the time, as a result of that, everybody's property insurance, not flood insurance, but the property insurance, decreased. And on the average, from what our fire chief saw and talking to people and looking at some of the properties, that averaged, wasn't it close to $800?
Around 400 when it was averaged over the whole town.
Okay, when it was averaged over the whole town, it averaged about $400 per property that people saved on their homeowner's insurance. Our house was valued at maybe $370, $360 at the time, and we saved about $800. And if we do not go to a full-time department so that we can have coverage 24 hours a day, then in the next couple of years we stand to lose that rating, and you could go back to paying property tax again, $400 or more, which is a lot higher than the increase for the property tax, plus you wouldn't have very good coverage. You wouldn't have very good fire coverage.
You're saying that it wasn't property tax, you mean the government.
Yeah, fire insurance. That's correct.
Yes, fire insurance.
But you're saying this happened 4 years ago?
We'll find the letter. That's what I was looking up. It's on our website.
You know, I've owned here over 5 years now, and my insurance has always gone up. I've never had a savings, despite the fact you're in category 5, or rating 5. In the property I own here in Curie Beach, I'll have to address my insurance agent if they need any
Please do, and Commissioner Hagler, I'm sure, will look that up and let us know exactly the year, and every insurance agent should, but they don't always check to see about that. But that is a huge savings for our people, and also means we have much, much better coverage from our fire department as a result of having the full-time officers.
I want to make one other request. I just found out recently, and it was only because I had a little more surge in my water bill, and I came here and I found out that I've been paying for two trash containers at my property, and I found out that I only have one. And this has been going on since I've owned this property since 2010. I'm going to make a request at the City of Curie Beach. When you hand out or mail these cards for the water bill, all you give is the amount for water. I was paying $12, or not water, for the trash, regular trash pickup. I was paying $12. $6 per container, I found out. It doesn't say how many containers, it just says 12. So there's no way I know how many containers does that pertain to? It would be nice beside that $12 in parentheses put down two containers. Don't know if you want to do that or not. I mean, it, the way it is currently being done, yeah, having not approached the city of Hawthorne and found out, I would continue to be paying that $12 a month. So I'm making a request.
And perhaps that is something that our finance department and public works department can see. If a property owner has two containers and they sell the property, if there's any way at all that the property owner finds out that they're paying for two trash cans instead of one.
All I have to do is ask my driver how many cans they put out. Because I call him right now and I'll give him the address on my screen. He can tell me.
Okay.
So it's not like it's a good thing for us. Understand what he's talking about as far as the billing, that people see their bill and not know what the charge is on his bill.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that.
When I was talking to Denise about this, she said to me that, how do we know you don't have two containers? Just because you put one out doesn't mean the other one isn't inside the garage. So I guess in order to get this all settled with my property is, you're going to have to research my house. And then I could have my neighbor have it, my second can, and she doesn't even have one or whatever, and then who, you know, it could go on and on, the possibilities.
Like I said again, if you'll just let us know the address, we could have my driver look. He knows exactly how many carts you put out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They know stuff like that.
Okay,
well, I already know what you drink, too.
Okay, then. I thank you for your time.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Marsha Cutts.
Hi, I'm Marsha Cutts from 2205C Surf Rider Circle, Ocean Dunes. I'm here representing the Ocean Dunes condominium complex, and I'm here to address the proposed rate increase in water. Not that I'm against the rate increase, it's just how we're being built as a multi-unit complex. We have 196 units in 24 buildings plus a rec center, and we get 25 or more bills. Some of the units are like split into it. So, but we're being billed the base unit, which is what, 7,000 gallons now, per building, plus an overage on everything else that that building uses. Now, I, for instance, live in an 18 unit building, and I can probably use that base limit myself because I'm a year-round resident. And I can't do anything about controlling the water usage of my neighbors, and particularly summer rentals. You know, so I believe Bill Moore spoke to somebody about this, and I don't know if it's been addressed or not, but we want to find a way to somehow bill us per unit.
So I think that's something we need to take offline and look at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to work with Sonny and Arlen and bring something to the council meeting, so if you could come to our council meeting in 2 weeks.
Okay.
I think that's a reasonable request, right? So I think Craig forwarded the email from Bill or the issue, and I haven't had time to look at it because I just got back in town, but we can look and see what the right thing to do. We want to be fair.
Yeah, the reason they're being charged that way is because they have a 2-inch meter that feeds the whole thing. They don't have individual.
No, I understand. Right? Mm-hmm.
So there's no way of doing it unless, you know, the Ocean Dunes wants to pay a lot of money and replumb everything on every building. Okay, so.
Well, no, there's potentially other options. We need to look at the data. So what we'll do is we'll look at the data and then talk about what we could do, right? So I'm not committing to a solution. I'm committing that we'll look at it, and then I think we can talk about it. I mean, one of the things that we'll need to do is identify how many units by meter from all the meters to understand that, right? And then we'll look at the data. But just so you know, that's been going on the whole time, I guess, right?
Yes,
so,
yes, we know.
You know, but I understand now that it popped up on the radar, we'll look at it. And council will have to act once we figure out what kind of recommendation we would make.
We know about the not having individual meters, but in most places it would be very, very expensive to try to
right.
Those water lines going to each each unit because they don't bring them comes in.
We'll look at the impact and see what we can do, right?
Marcia, the HOA pays.
And it won't be adding a bunch of meters.
Yeah.
We won't do it that way.
It doesn't matter to me.
I know you don't, but we'll
do whatever you want to do.
Right. We'll figure out.
The HOA pays the bill for the water.
Right.
My understanding.
Right. And that goes into our budget.
Now, does each building have a meter?
Yes, right.
Because you have units of 20, some with 24, some with 6, some with 8, some with 9.
24 is the largest, although that's actually...
No, that's the 12. Our largest is 18.
Yeah, because the 24 unit one is split into two buildings per your meter.
All right.
So I think our board's goal, I'm sorry, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah, this is why being with you, these are...
Right.
I'm a community manager for HOA.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Their proposal was basically to try to increase that base amount to accommodate for the multifamily
for the number of units.
Yeah, we don't mind the 1 meter, but it's... Mm-hmm.
Yes. I support Commissioner Hagler's view. We'll take a look at it and do what's fair.
Right. We got to figure out the right thing to do, but I think
for
we should...
Everybody.
That's right, for everybody. That's right. For everybody.
So what it goes is, yes, being paid by the association,
yes, ma'am, which
to can. The owners per what their percentage of ownership. But the problem is when you lowered the amount that was the base rate,
yep,
and said that everything was overage, that really skewed our numbers more because practically everything we use now is overage.
That's right. Yes, sir. That was part of the point, but we didn't realize the unintended consequence. We'll look at it. And please have a rip to their next meeting. We'll put it on the agenda.
Okay.
And then we'll go through the data. That's fine.
On Thursday?
It's on Tuesday.
Tuesdays.
Tuesday the 21st.
21st.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Mary Beth Whitten.
Oh, I'm Mary Beth Whitten, and I live at 422 Sepper's Lane. And I'm here to talk about the increase in the sewer and water. I can understand it being based on the consumption of water, but the problem is, and I understand the need to increase it, but it's not their way to do it, because the people that have wells run a lot of their property landscaping and such on well water. So that well water, like the rest of us, anything that's left over flows into the street in the sewer. So those people aren't...
It doesn't go in the sewer, ma'am. It goes in stormwater. That's different.
Pardon?
It goes in the stormwater system, not the sewer. Okay. That's a different thing.
Same, but on the bill, stormwater and sewer, correct?
They're separate.
They're separate.
We pay sewer because we pump it to Carolina Beach. Stormwater is to deal with the surface water that goes to the river or to the ocean, according to which way it goes.
So why do some people, like my neighbor and I were talking about, she said don't increase at all because she uses a sewer. She got the minimum on her water usage and the same as the sewer was, I mean the water sewer, whatever bill was before.
Then it shouldn't have been. What do you mean an increase?
She did not have an increase because she's probably using
the
minimum.
Yeah, she's moving below the minimum.
She's using less than 2,500.
That's right. Okay. My grant, 2,500 gallons in a month.
Well, I think a lot of people are very confused by that. When people I've talked to in the neighborhood,
okay,
they don't understand that the sewer and the water, because I couldn't understand why my bill jumped that high. And the only thing I could figure out was because I started watering my landscaping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, ma'am. If you are watering your landscape, it will jump.
The water, though.
But it's built together because it's built out of 1 meter. Water and sewer are built out of the water meter.
Maybe that's the fallacy, because you're not putting that water that you're using on your landscape.
That's correct. But we only build with 1 meter because we only have 1 meter. We don't have sewer meters. We just have water meters.
I just think need to know, because everybody's very shocked that their water bills
is low. Well, also these rates don't start until July 1st.
Yeah, the rates haven't changed yet.
Oh,
they don't change till July 1st.
Well, they changed last year when we lowered the minimum.
They did $40.
Yeah, they changed last year. Last year.
This month?
Yeah.
That's because you're watering your lawn, not because of this rate increase. This rate increase does not start until July 1st.
So it's last year's that's getting you right now.
Mm-hmm.
We can look at Town Hall can print out your usage so you understand.
And I know I didn't water much because we've had all this rain.
Right.
So there's
it could, yeah, it could be a running toilet or lots of other issues. Okay, I don't know now. I mean, Town Hall will be glad to give you your usage, and then if you don't understand it, I'll be glad to sit down with you and explain it.
Yeah, and I just think it would be nice if you put out an email to the community why it seems to be changed, because my neighbors jumped like $100. I have a relative that lives in California, and his went sky high, and it just seems strange that people who really don't, like, they don't use any household water. They were just using, probably not till late, to water the lawn. So I think people need to know exactly what that means.
And how often does that neighbor of yours water his lawn, the one that's in California?
Oh, here's the scary one. I water a few times a week for 10 minutes of the station.
Okay, and the neighbor that whose usage jumped tremendously, does he water it? Does he water it more often than you do?
He waters his plants much more often.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. But I know I haven't done that because we had all this rain, and I don't have a full. I only water in front of the house.
Thank you, Mary Beth. Would anybody else like to speak? Could you come up to the podium, please?
Quick question. My name is Jim Gaffney. I'll be there yourself.
Could you? Yeah, give us. I'm sorry, I couldn't understand what you were saying.
My name is Jim Gaffney, and I use pickup more, and I figured I read the same thing. But I just want to know, because I don't have internet and all that crap, but 67.5 and 876, what is it actually going up in pitch or whatever? I haven't seen that yet, but I just want to know. But I did the math on 5,000 gallons over. It's not that big a deal. But I just want to know
yes, sir.
What it is going up.
It's that water will go up 22.5 cents per 100 gallons, only for the amount that's over 7,000.
But that's what it is, 22.5 cents.
Right. And sewer is,
It should be three. It should be three halves of that. Yeah.
It's going up 29 cents per 100.
But I know you're trying to build up some money. That's good. I appreciate that. Just arbitrarily, why 7,000 gallons?
So we looked at the data. We looked at the usage. If for everyone in the audience, last year when we looked at the water rates, we basically lowered the minimum. And we did that purposely thinking that our fixed income citizens would be the low users if you look at the data, and that way they would be impacted the less. So that's how we did that last year. This year, water still is expensive to operate, and so you could either raise the rate for everyone or you could look at who's causing that increased spending by the town. It's the people that use all the water, so that's how you should target it. And they could control that, right? So if someone knows that they're using a lot of water because they see it in their bills, they're much more likely to take some actions for that, whether it's changing to low-flow toilets and shower heads or changing their watering strategy in their yard or sinking a shallow well for $300 or $400. I don't know how much it costs these days to have a shallow well and do irrigation with surface water and not use treated water. All of those are options that a person could take to decrease their usage. And so as we looked at it, we looked at 10,000 gallons as one of the lines, 7,000 gallons as one of the lines, and 5,000 gallons as one of the lines. And the one that impacted about 20 to 30% of the high users was the 7,000 gallon one. And that's how we picked it. So when Arlen, our finance officer, went through the amount of money we need and the ways we can get that, one of the things the council directed him was, okay, look at if we just focus on heavy users and the overage, and that's what we did. And so that's how we picked 7,000 gallons, sir.
I didn't see how much it went up and why.
Yes, sir. And I think the Allen Gazette actually showed the diagram in the news of the different levels of usage that we used during the budget setting process. So you could go back and look at that. It might be on our website, too. I'm not sure. I'm still looking for the letter.
I can actually show you some examples, too.
I mean, I'm going to answer my question.
Would anyone else like to speak? Okay. Let me ask one more time. Would anyone else like to speak? Okay. Then I close this hearing.
We have a motion to close.
I make a motion to close.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank
you.
And
okay.
So,
we.
What's the next part? Right.
Yeah. Council discussion of proposed budget and possible direction to the finance officer. But we were not going to do that until next Tuesday, until our council meeting.
No, we got to tell him if he has to change anything.
Oh. Yeah.
Right? Before the council meeting.
I'm sure. Seeing the changes.
Yeah, so the only thing I would say is we need to look at the impact of Ocean Dunes and the Riggins, any proposals. But other than that, I think my sense is we're on track, unless anybody else has an issue.
Nope.
So now I make a motion to adjourn this session, the budget hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, now we are going to have a closed session. I'm calling the meeting, the regular meeting, to order, and we're going to have a closed session, excuse me, to discuss a personnel matter. Do I have a
I make a motion to go into closed session.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Yeah, who's on with me?